This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jake Sarwar. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are the upcoming FAFSA deadline, the LGBT Day of Silence on campus, the Holi celebration, and a MassCom senior spotlight. We'll also get a new edition of Music Monday, a sports update, and the weather forecast. The FAFSA is a document that every college student is familiar with, but with new changes to the FAFSA, filling out the form is quite different than it was in previous years. Nick Rotunda was able to speak with Executive Director of Financial Aid Donna Serza to discuss the new version of the FAFSA and repayment strategies for the graduating seniors.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's that time of the year again as seniors prepare to graduate and start their careers. With this also comes having to pay off your student loans. King's Executive Director of Financial Aid, Donna Serza, took the time to talk about the recent changes with FAFSA loans.
Well, there have been two major changes to the 17-18 application year. The first is called prior year. And what happened was, this was under President Obama's executive order. So before I forget to say it, this can change under President Trump. However, for right now, we're moving on with the 17-18 prior year. So basically, in the past, students used prior year income information to apply for financial aid. So for 17-18, we would have recommended you use 2016 income tax returns, federal, that is. Now, with the year, the shift to prior, it's exactly what it says. It's the prior year income. So now we're using 2015's federal income, both parent and student, to apply for 17-18 financial aid. So that was the major shift in the application. The timeline also shifted. So that was the what we call early FAFSA. Instead of being available January 1 of the student's senior year in high school, or January 1 for returning students as well, the application availability was moved back to October 1. So now students can access the FAFSA as early as October 1. And basically, that is really designed to benefit students who are seeking college for the first time. So they are exploring colleges, they're getting price and other information on the colleges regarding affordability. So the idea behind that was to give students more time to understand what it's actually going to cost them to attend the college of their choice.
Serza then spoke about the benefits and drawbacks of these changes.
First of all, the prior year system, one of the benefits is that it eliminates estimating on the FAFSA. So you no longer have to wait until you file tax returns to file the FAFSA, or if you estimate, you don't have to then go back in and update once you file tax returns. So it's eliminating that and giving us accurate information to work with. And for the majority of people, that will work pretty well. The complications, of course, of that type of prior year is that life changes, right? So just when you're planning on things, something changes. Parents, marital separation can occur, marriage can occur, income changes, people lose and gain jobs or lose and gain income. So what we need to do then is the families and students need to work with the college administrators, because you can't use 2016 income tax information. You have to work with the college, and we'll make the adjustments. So so it's creating a situation where for some people who've had major changes, it's going to require some extra work and extra data collection on our part before we can get you some accurate or more accurate figures. So that's the only thing. So it kind of prolongs the timeline for those students who do have a change in their life that's impacting their financial aid.
Finally, Serza gave graduating seniors advice on how to pay off their federal loans.
This is an issue of major concern. So There are, number one, the first thing that I recommend graduating students or even students who are still enrolled do is log on to nslds.ed.gov. That is the repository for federal student loans. So as you may know, the federal government is the lender. And what happens is they actually distribute the loans to servicers for collection. So the government will lend the money, but then servicers are hired by the government to collect the money. So NSLDS gives students access not only to the total federal loan debt, that would include subsidized, unsubsidized, and Perkins loans, but also it gives you access to who your servicer is. So you can use that website to identify who you're going to be repaying. And that also will give you some connections regarding communication with the servicer. When it comes to repayment, there is a plethora of repayment options these days, so that the standard repayment is about 10 years. Okay. However, if the student has exorbitant debt, and anything exorbitant, I kind of define for our purposes as is anything that's more than the average loan debt, which is roughly about $27,000 here at King's. Anything over that, the student may want to work with the servicer and explore one of those payment options. Because there are a variety of payment options based on income. There are even some loan forgiveness programs available for students who have exorbitant debt and will take 20 years or more to pay off those loans. So it's really good to get onto NSLDS. That's the first step. Also, do exit loan counseling. Okay, that's the other thing. This is the federal government's electronic process, which actually is a requirement by the federal government for the college to try to ensure students do this. But it's a great tool for students. We'll provide all the education you need on the student loan repayment process. Also gets the students familiarized with the terms and conditions of the loan. So it's something that I always advise our students to do.
If you would like any help from the financial aid office, they are located on the first floor of the administration building. And for the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotunda.
Some members of the King's community gave up their voices on Friday in honor of the LGBT community. News Director Katie Pugh interviewed MIC Director Jasmine Tabron about the meaning of the event.
Students across campus took a vow of silence on Friday in participation of the GLSEN-led National Day of Silence. The Day of Silence is a representation of LGBT voices and the discrimination that they face in society. Jasmine Tabron, head of the Multicultural and International Club, led the event.
Day of Silence is basically a national day where it's just about like a movement of bringing some of the youth together and just focusing our attentions on the LGBT community and their allies in terms of sometimes the silence that they may feel to either come out or the silence they may feel by other people around them. So that's the main purpose, just kind of bringing attention to when we are silent. Somebody comes up and says, why are you guys silent? And you're able to give them a little note that kind of tells them this is what the day is about and recognizing that day.
Tabron explains another meaning to the Day of Silence that's even more serious.
There's definitely suicide awareness to it as well, because there are certain times where, because people feel either hated, rejected, isolated, bullied, things of that nature, that would be the effect for some of those cases.
Tabron also noted that there's a new way to get involved with LGBT activism on campus.
So we do have the Safe Club, and another reason that we kind of brought this day to the school is to reestablish that club, because it originally started and kind of stop. Once we notice that, we're trying to get people back invested in it, just to be a support group for each other, for education purposes, things like that. So we do have people that have signed up to be in SAFE again throughout this effort. So hopefully people come out to that. We can get more people involved in the club and they can do a lot more on campus.
LGBT students in a Catholic college setting can sometimes feel alienated and misunderstood, especially without options like the new Safe Club. While King's may not be as inclusive as an institution or as encouraging of an environment for LGBT students as other places, King's is an equal opportunity institution, and LGBT students have rights to not be discriminated against. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh, and my door is always open if you need a friend or someone to talk to.
Holi is the springtime Hindu festival of colors. King's held their second annual Holi celebration yesterday. Social media and promotions director John Flynn has more on the event.
Spring is marked by renewal and life, as many people around the world celebrated religious events marking the end of winter and the start of spring. Kings honored one tradition of India and Nepal named Holi, spelled H-O-L-I. Holi, celebrated mostly in India and Nepal, is a celebration rooted in the Hindu traditions of love and color. Freshman Ikshada Rao helped explain how normal people should understand the holiday, which is tied between the allegory of good and evil.
The best way to understand is just like the triumph of good over evil. It's tied into religion because it's a Hindu holiday and celebrates there was this devil's sister called Holika, and then there's this hero called Hiranyakashyap tried to burn Prahlad, which is the son of her brother, in this big fire by taking him into her lap.
But nevertheless, Rao reminds us of a story about how the yogi in the legend burnt Holika's companion Kama into ashes. But the ashes are also a signal of renewal.
So he was saved from the fire by God. And then Holika, the devil's sister, she was burned to ashes. So that's why it's a celebration of goodness over evil. And it usually falls in, like, the beginning of spring, like March.
The festival is celebrated on the Purima, on the month of Falguna in the Indian calendar. Purima means the night of the full moon. It is typically the third full moon in a normal calendar, which is why it takes place sometime in March. Now, there is also the concept of colors in the celebration. What do they mean to the Hindu tradition, one may ask? Green represents new harvest and happiness. Blue stands for power and life. Yellow for healing power. Red for passion and romance. White for serenity. While black symbolizes darkness and negativity. Even though Holi is primarily celebrated in Asia, Rose says that all castes are invited to join in the religious festival.
Even though Holi is like a celebration, like a Hindu celebration, it's open to like all of India, so all different ethnicities and castes, doesn't matter. It's just like coming together and then celebrating that there is goodness and that you can start off the spring with like this, like in the celebration today, we had balloons and each person put something negative that they had this year and they let it go, and then all at the same time and we watched it fly away, and it's like starting off this year, this starting off like ideally in the spring, and then just letting go of the negativity and opening your heart to see like there's positives in the world, and you can make that in your life too.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn.
WRKC honors its seniors before they head off into the next chapter of their lives in the Senior Spotlight Series. Intern Michael Palmer sat down with Brian Horn to talk about his years with WRKC.
Spotlight starts off with 98.5 KRZ intern, WRKC radio nut, and mass communications major, Brian Horn. The Unihorn, which is one of his recently added nicknames, reflects and reminisces on the last few years of life while attending King's College.
It's been great. It's been a fantastic experience being here at King's College since I transferred in a couple years ago. I didn't know what to expect, and it's been beyond my expectations. I was just expecting to walk in here, take a few classes, and walk out with my degree. Nothing special, but I have done my radio show here, done band interviews, worked on social media projects with the YMCA. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Made so many connections, so many great friends, and I mean, Where do you begin? I could go on and on.
Horn knew what he wanted from the start, and the King's College Mass Communications Department was the home he found. Mass Communications at King's offers tremendous hands-on experience and opportunities to pursue your dream expectations.
I've always been into mass communications. I already have a job in TV production, and radio has always been my thing, so I knew mass comm was it right from the get-go. I can't picture myself doing anything other than mass communications.
Horn is currently
currently interning at 98.5 KRZ, a radio station owned by Intercom in the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area. He has put on a show for them over there, and Horn gives all the credit to King's College for boosting his morale to become so versatile.
That has been an experience and a half, and that place, it's very gimmicky. They make you do a lot of weird things, and it's to try and give you experience out on the field in top 40 radio where you're trying to put real listeners in. And they've had me do anything from smashing eggs over my head to going out and talking to people. And yeah, I've been able to talk on the air about some random normal subjects, but it's, they've had me do everything from production, working with promotions, event planning. I mean, they gave me the whole run around there.
Horn took advantage of the career planning office at King's and utilized that to his advantage to secure his ever-desired internship.
It was the King's College career planning office. I was struggling to find an internship. Nobody was getting back to me. And then finally, the last place I actually applied to, which was Entercom / 98.5 KRZ, they were the first ones to respond, and there I was.
Saying goodbye to college isn't the most exciting thing to do, because there's no experience like it. Horn cherishes the years and all the effort that it took to get to this point.
I think I'm going to miss just really the experience. I'm not going to miss, obviously, the stress of studying, doing homework papers and all that, but I will miss everybody here, all the friends that I made, all the people I've met, working with TV and radio stations, and just that kind of experience, the college experience, the fun part of it.
King's College has solidified Horn where he needs to be. His professionalism and ability is based on the work he has put in. When you put the time and effort into a desired field, the results can be undeniable. That's what Horn hopes from his future employers.
I definitely have improved my knowledge of mass communication greatly over the past couple of years. I already had some knowledge, which clearly helped, but this time around, I was able to build myself to an even stronger and better person in this field, and I feel that I am on really an expert level of being able to go out and get a real job. Now, unfortunately, it is difficult, but I am confident that my skills that I have learned here at King's, and I will credit King's for really pushing me forward harder than probably anybody else would have at any other college in this area, and I'm thankful I landed here.
With the spotlight on him, Horn showcases veteran savviness by giving out advice to any aspiring radio, television, or students in general that are trying to find out what they are looking for. Horn also couldn't forget the two people who meant the most to him throughout the years.
Don't give up. Just keep pushing yourself and do your best job. I mean, get involved in all the clubs. Don't overwork yourself too much, but push your limits, test them, see what you can handle. Definitely be involved in WRKC, and I'm not just saying that because I'm in the radio station, but I do encourage it. It's a fun experience being in radio and TV. I mean, anything dealing with mass communication, just get involved, go and do internships, volunteer. I mean, that's really what you need to do, and make connections. LinkedIn, phone numbers of people you meet, make sure you have them, because I promise you they will be useful for you at some point in the future in getting a job and even having a great learning experience outside of the college. And I would like to definitely send a special thank you to Dr. Weiland and Sue Henry, who, without a doubt, without them, this definitely wouldn't be possible, because they push you to your limits. They are both there for you whenever you need them, and as long as they see you are trying your best to succeed, they will help to assist you in any way possible. So thank you, Dr. Weiland and Sue Henry and everybody in the Mass Communications Department, for helping me be the person I am right now.
This has been the Senior Spotlight on WRKC News at 5. I'm Michael Palmer. Have a good night.
Coming up next, we'll get a hot new version of Music Monday, the last one with our music director Therese Ruffsedge, a sports update, and a look at the weather.
If your skin could talk, would you listen?
As your skin, I forgive you. I forgive you for damaging me before prom, on spring break, and at tanning salons. But if you continue to tan, I hope you can forgive me. Forgive me when I start developing wrinkles and age spots. Forgive me if I develop melanoma when you're only 22.
Protect your skin from the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
The Hot Rocks radio show on WRKC with Brad Patton brings you live tracks, outtakes, and other rarities from the catalog of the bad boys of Britain, the Rolling Stones. The Hot Rocks radio show airs Tuesday nights at 7 with a command performance Saturday nights at 10 on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
This is Therese Ruffsedge, music director here at WRKC, and your host for today's installment of Music Monday. The first track I'd like to share with you today is from Mind Design on his newest album titled Body Wash. If you like artists such as The Animal Collective, Toro et Moi, and Les Sins, then you'll enjoy this next tune. Here is a sample of Lather. Up next, we have a track that's reminiscent of 1960s psychedelia. This is Methyl Ethyl with the tune Summer Moon. Should I dress like you? If you like artists such as Gorillaz and The Strokes, then you should like our next band here on Music Monday. Here Lies Man and their eponymous 2017 release. We're going to play the second track off of that album, and this is titled Stand Alone. You have just listened to Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director, and I have been your host for today's installment of the program. Please don't forget to tune in each Monday during the regular school year to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
This is your Sports Director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. King's College senior Corey Pommel was the day one leader at the 2017 Glenmora National College Invitational Tournament Sunday at the Glenmora National Golf Course. After he shot under par with a 68, King's is currently fifth out of the 12 teams in the Invitational. They look to medal today. On Saturday, the Lady Monarch softball team lost both games of their doubleheader to crosstown rival Wilkes University. The Lady Monarch offense only had 11 hits in 56 at-bats. The Lady Monarchs have a doubleheader tomorrow at home against Franklin and Marshall College. The Lady Monarchs have a 15-13 overall record on the season. They are 7-5 in conference play. As it stands today, the Lady Monarchs are in the MAC Freedom Conference playoffs as the third seed. The Lady Monarch lacrosse team had a high-scoring affair on Saturday, inching closer to a playoff berth with a 15-13 victory over Eastern University. Gabrielle Moroku and Anastasia Araviakis combined for 9 goals in the game. Gabrielle Moroku is leading the Lady Monarchs with 48 goals on the season. The Lady Monarchs have a game this Wednesday. They have a 7-7 overall record on the season, and they are currently the fourth seed in the MAC Freedom Conference. The men's lacrosse team's comeback fell short at Eastern University as they lost 9-7. Sean Dickey had 2 goals in the game. The Monarchs have a game on Wednesday at 7 p.m. against DeSales University. The Monarchs have a 4-9 record on the season. The men's tennis team had 2 shutout wins against Delaware Valley University and Marywood University this past weekend. The Monarchs are 10-6 on the season, and they currently hold the third seed in the MAC Freedom Conference with a 4-1 conference record. The Monarchs return to the court on Wednesday against Albright College. The women's tennis team fell to Delaware Valley on Saturday, 4-5. The Lady Monarchs return return to the court on Wednesday against Albright College. The Lady Monarchs have a 2-12 record on the season. The men's baseball team had 3 games against crosstown conference rival Wilkes University this past weekend. On Saturday, Kings played at PNC Field, home of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Railriders, the AAA affiliate for the New York Yankees. The Monarchs got a walk-off win on Saturday from catcher Sean Stone. With a runner on third and 2 outs, Stone had 2 strikes on him and laced a base hit to left field for the Monarchs to earn the victory for Kings. The Monarchs split the doubleheader with Wilkes this weekend. In Game 1 of the doubleheader, the Monarchs pitching staff got hammered for 15 runs. In Game 2 of the doubleheader, the Monarch offense came back to life with a 12-7 victory. Freshman Billy Neal earned the victory. First baseman Chris Rebar went 3-for-5 with 2 home runs and a triple with 7 runs batted in. Rebar is leading the team with 8 home runs. The Monarchs have a home game on Wednesday against Marywood University at 4 p.m. The Monarchs have a 15-14 overall record on the season. Kings currently has a 3rd seed in the MAC Freedom Conference playoff push with an 8-7 conference record. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 50. Tomorrow will be rainy with a high of 58. And Wednesday will be cloudy with a high of 62. There will be a common good discussion on Thursday at 12:30 in the Poshtepec room. There is also an updated tobacco policy on campus. Please check your King's email for more information. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jake Sarwar. Have a great day and enjoy that weather.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.